And now StoryCorps Vermont, conversations recorded at the StoryCorps mobile booth at the Echo Center in Burlington during August. Victoria and Alex Piel came to Vermont from Sudan. They've shared their joy at having a family and their gratitude for the Vermonters who've helped them make this country their home.
Can you tell me about the first time you find out that we are going to be parents?
It was first excitement in my life. So when I came to Vermont 15 years ago, I don't know anybody. I just started with the resettlement agent and then my host family, which until today, I still call her my mother because she's the one who guided me through until I found my own apartment. But I've been telling her I want to have my family on my own.
I remember when we first met, you told me that you don't have a family. You lost your parents. And that's what makes me fall in love with you because I feel you deserve to have your own family. When I find out that I was going to have a baby with you, I was thrilled.
What were your expectations? Do you want it to be a boy or do you want it to be a girl?
I mean, anything, it's okay, but I was given a boy, so I was happy.
He did very well. You'll be able to take care of it, of him. And after that, what were you thinking? How long are you going to wait to have a second baby, or what were your expectations?
I never thought I was going to have a second baby. I mean, as soon. But, hey, they say God knows the best. So, when my first son was 4 months old, I find out that I was pregnant. The doctor was just looking at me like this. He wouldn't say anything. And I thought, okay, what's the problem? Is everything okay? Yes. And he's like, you're expecting triplets.
Oh, my.
My heart stopped. How am I going to take care of this baby while being pregnant with triplets? And I've never seen anyone with the triplets in my life. What am I going to do? So I have this friend, Mary, and she's like, Victoria, you sound awful. Are you okay? I was like, I'm not okay. She's like, what's the problem? They told me I'm expecting triplets. She's like, hold on. I'll be right there. I'm coming. Don't worry about it. Everything will be okay. Just carry the babies. Everything will be all right. And seeing them gave me so much joy that God gave me those kids for a reason. He really answered my wish that I was able to give you a family. I was blessed to have you as my husband. I couldn't ask for a better husband than you or a better father to those kids than you. You've been a great support to me. And my wish that I wish for my children, I want them to get a better education that I or you didn't get.
And the joy that I have for us to be there for them and teach them from day one, I was so glad that they made it. They're now happy boys. They should be happy. They were born in the United States. This is the land of immigrant, and this is the land of opportunity. There will be no me without Americans, and there's no American without me. So you cannot just single me out because of who I am. I'm here to be helped, and in the future I will help those kids when they grow up. They will be able to give back to the community that they were raised. And finally, I have my family of my own. But Vermont is too cold. Some people say you should go somewhere which is warmer, like the climate that we have here back home. Everywhere in this world is all the same. It's just a matter of you making it to be better. And I joke with my friend that Vermont is too cold, but people have a warm heart. That's what kept me here. Even if it is cold, they keep me warm.
That was Victoria and Alex Piel of Burlington. Their conversation was recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by VPR.